It's still Monday the 17th of June 2013. I'm still Ruth. I'm still also known as R2UK. And this is still my Audio Boo audio blog. I was talking to my husband, who some of you might know as Floyd UK, over the weekend. And we were talking about Audio Boo and audio comment and just content in general and how you decide where you make your content available. Because, you know, John, like me, has a blog and he has an Audio Boo account which he doesn't use very often, and he has Google Plus and he has Twitter and Facebook, and we were just, you know, chewing the cud on how a blogger or a content producer makes their content available and chooses the channels and the platforms they use. And I went back over my little sad Audio Boo that I recorded probably a month or so ago now, maybe even more, where I was bemoaning a bit the lack of community and how Audio Boo had changed. And I was also talking about how I've got myself stuck in a bit of a rut because I love audio content. I really do. Audio is my preferred way to receive my content. And I like producing audio content. I find it the easiest kind of content to produce. But at the same time, recently I've got jammed with my Audio Boo because I keep thinking of something I want to boo about, and then I think, oh well, hang on, I'll save it and write a blog post, then I can do an audio blog post. Because if you follow my Geek Mummy blog, either on its website in the written form or on Audio Boo as the audio version, I'm doing a lot of audio versions of blog posts now, which I really like doing. They don't seem to get a huge number of listeners, but I'm hoping that those people who do listen enjoy listening. And because I enjoy producing it, I'm going to keep doing it. It doesn't matter to me whether one person listens or 10,000 people listen. You know, it's just, I do it because I enjoy it, and as long as somebody's listening, I'm happy. But, you know, I was talking and saying, actually, that's kind of jamming me from recording my normal Audio Boos. And I used to just turn on the microphone and just talk for a bit and put out an Audio Boo. And I've stopped doing that. And I think Audio Boo is a great platform for doing that. And so John and I were sort of kind of saying, well, maybe we should start just putting out little boos every now and again because it's something we both enjoy doing. And kind of tying in with that, I've just listened to a boo from my friend Acrobat, who I think is one of the people I bemoaned not hearing so much from these days. So it was lovely to hear your voice again, Rob. Really, really good. Hoping that you will be able to find a few more times in the car when you record again. But it's interesting that just one more person joining in has kind of started that conversation that we used to have going on Audio Boo. And, you know, it's kind of reminding me of how it used to be and how fun Audio Boo is. So I just wanted to join in as well with the conversation that Rob has picked up, started originally by Yana, who is JN2N, who's been talking about kids' birthday parties. And apparently where Yana lives, it's quite common for when kids are having these big parties where they invite the whole class or a large group of friends, rather than everyone buying an individual present, one of the parents will coordinate a collection and one present will be bought from all the party attendees. Now, like Rob, I've never come across that. That doesn't seem to happen up here. We have the big parties where the invite goes out to everyone in the class, but everyone just buys a little present and goes along to the party. I've never seen that kind of collection thing before, so it was quite interesting. I can see that it's probably quite nice because you don't necessarily want the kids getting used to loads and loads of presents, and also because it's very difficult to buy a little present for somebody that you don't know very, very well. So I expect there's a lot of duplication or similarity in the presents, and you know, you can get something better if you all pool together. But yeah, that just doesn't seem to have made it up north yet, as it were. It's interesting. Always interesting to hear how things are done in other places, even when they're not that far away. So, there you go. That's my two Penneth. And like I said, I'm going to be trying to boo a little bit more frequently. Don't worry, I'm not going to do loads, but I'll just try and just talk a little bit every now and again. And hopefully that will be good. Bye now.